In this slide, I try to answer the question how it's possible on L2C to have two codes, the CM code and the CL code, simultaneously operating on the same signal. Well, it's known as multiplexing, and we discussed that briefly when we were talking about receivers. Except in this case, it's chip-by-chip time multiplexing. The CM code, the moderate length code, goes through 10,238 chips before it repeats. It repeats every 20 milliseconds. But the CL code, the long code, repeats after 1.5 seconds. Those lengths give you very good cross-correlation protection. In fact, both are longer than the CA code and present a subsequent improvement in autocorrelation. This is because the longer the code, the easier it is to keep the desired signal separate from the background. In practice, this means that these signals can be acquired with more certainty by a receiver which can maintain lock on them more surely in marginal situations where the sky is obstructed. So, it is possible to have these two signals, the CM and the CL, on the L2C because the receiver can shift back and forth between the two with good solid cross-correlation and lock on to the signals even in certain circumstances where the sky is obstructed, better than one can with the CA code. It's important to note that the L2C is actually slightly weaker, 2.3 decibels weaker than the CA code. And it's surprising that this is not a disadvantage because the receiver can track the long dataless CL, that's the long code on L2C, with a phase locked loop instead of squaring Costas loop. In other words, the long dataless sequence of the CL provides for correlation that is actually about 250 times stronger than the CA code. So despite the fact that its transmission power is 2.3 decibels weaker compared to the CA code, the L2C has 2.7 decibels greater data recovery and 0.7 decibels greater carrier tracking. It's actually more solid even though the power is slightly less.